you're here. Fellowship's Rita, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019.
And it's so good to hear your voice just like yesterday. Again, oh, finally on the air.
Yeah, and I forgot to tell everyone yesterday, I was broadcasting from the home studio that almost 19 or 20 or so years, that's where the morning program originated from. And it was on the way to going out to the radio tower where I've lived for the last 4 or 5 days. But yeah, so yeah. It's good to be back in here. It looks like most everything is working well. I know after yesterday's program, an old Joey Kroll public service announcement came out. I'm like, oops, got to fix that one.
There will be a few glitches.
Yeah, there's a couple other programs that we're still trying to get into our system. But for the most part, I'd say 90, 95%, everything's flowing along well. Thank you, God, for that. And we get to make our local announcements and update people on things happening, including tonight's special What You Need to Know to Maximize Your Retirement Income. I can't remember if there's like 40 or 50 people that are coming to the special workshop put on by Chesser Financial, but that's happening tonight.
I think it's an excellent idea, but are you really ever going to retire?
Yeah, that's right.
Is this really going to happen?
This is like one of those illusions that you look to, but it never happens, or I don't know.
The cruise we'll take when we retire, about 25 years.
Right, right.
Hobble onto the deck.
But I had mentioned this when we had Jim on a week or so back that I attended one of these a few months ago, and I was so informed and blessed, and it's like, I never knew those strategies, and so we're putting that on tonight, and if you want to be a part of it, you have to get yourself registered by calling 217-352-5828. 217-352-5828. There's no sales pitch. You don't have to sign up for anything. This is an informational workshop. They'll go through the 5 factors that you need to consider when deciding to apply for your Social Security benefits and when it makes sense to delay benefits, to innovative strategies for coordinating benefits with your spouse, how to minimize taxes on your Social Security benefits. We all want to know that. And then how to coordinate Social Security with your other forms of retirement income. So Jim Lilly and Jennifer White will be putting this on. There'll be desserts and coffees or juices, bottled water and such. But it'll be here at the Great News Radio Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. In fact, I texted a bunch of my friends yesterday, said, hey, this is a great one. You're getting near retirement or it's informative. So
I'm sure that was lovely to get that text. You're getting close to retirement.
Yeah. A couple of people said, what, do I look old?
That's
why
right,
are you saying
right.
this? And then others said, hey, I've been retired for a long time. Thanks for the compliment. You think I'm still that young chick? And so, yeah, it was kind of funny. But it's a great workshop. I think you'll be blessed by what Jim and Jennifer have to share.
I enjoyed listening to him just as we had conversation when he was in here.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable.
So you must register, and it's tonight, 5:30 to 7 p.m. So if you're listening to the re-airing of this program, it's already too late.
Oh.
But 217-352-5828, 217-352-5828. 5828. Well, if you were tuned in yesterday, you got a little bit of an update on all that God has taken us through these last 4 or 5 days. In fact, God was preparing us for this moment in time some months back. But I shared all that and gave some examples, and it's archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. I think I titled the program Thank You, God, or Back on the Air, or Back on the Air with Many God Sightings or something. But that'll update you on some of the unique things God's been doing through this radio ministry and the ways that we feel he's going to continue to expand our borders in the days ahead. That's something that our board will be meeting about again on Thursday, just to pray up God's leading, his direction, so we can walk in cadence with his Spirit and know what he wants us to do. But there's some opportunities always out there, and we just want to know when he wants us to step through and move forward, and how your prayers and financial support can help that be a reality. As we know more, we'll let you know more. But yesterday, we didn't get to do our memorization Monday. I was at the home studio doing the program so I could spend the preponderance of the whole day out at the tower. But you and I think we got to end up spending about 4 hours covering the Prime Life Times, covering radio staffing, covering visionary thinking, what do they call that, vision casting, if you will.
Okay.
You know,
that's
looking
a nice term. Yeah.
Forward to different ways God might be at work. It seemed like we covered the whole gamut, and I needed to update you on a number of things.
Yeah.
So,
it's been quite a 5 or 6 day season.
Oh, yes. And let's see. I never got to talk about my visits. I think it was Wednesday before we went off the air on Thursday.
Way back then.
When I was in Clinton, Indiana and talked to Bob DeGonia.
Uh-huh.
And he's the person that I told you works at the Walmart and wanted to see if our Prime Life Times papers could be at the Clinton, Indiana Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and I went and had lunch at Benjamin's Family Restaurant. And that was in Clinton, Indiana. We have a new stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun handing out papers to some of the patrons.
He said there's three of those Benjamins, right?
Yeah, we have the one in Covington has gone through a couple hundred papers every month. Then
Thank
we got
you.
The one in Clinton, Indiana. And I think there's one in Rockville, Indiana. In fact, I have to get back to Bob to see if he delivered a stand there. Bob's one of these guys, kind of like Herb the radio servant. Hey, Bob, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I want to do. And
they're already turning an ignition on their truck and heading out.
Yeah. And he was like, give me more papers. I'll take them to some of the churches. And I have some ideas of some other places. And I was like, oh, this guy's motivating me. And so he was taking the initiative, and I got to get with him. In fact, I have some 89.3 FM, God Listens, You Can, 2 yard signs. And so I need to give him some of those. And I know if I give him like 6 or 10 of these yard signs, they'll be up along the highway or byways or very high-profile visible places. By the way, if you need one of our Great News Radio yard signs and you can put it in your yard or in your place of business or somewhere strategic, you can't just put it on a city walkway thoroughfare because the city won't like that. But if you have the property or know a farmer or someone that has strategic property along a place where people drive by, we have these great yard signs that we'd love to get out. We have them here at the Great News Radio Center. And some have all 4 frequencies, some have 2 frequencies, and some are just 89.3 FM for like our Indiana or Danville or what we would say on the east end of our signal coverage.
Well, when you said that phrase, highways and byways, that's a song. That's an old hymn. Out on the highways and byways of life. I don't remember the name of the hymn, but yeah, remind me of that.
That's where we want to be.
Yes, we do.
And then I just briefly mentioned this. I was solo yesterday, and I picked out some music, and I didn't really get to share much, and that's awkward if you're just doing it as a solo program. At least I feel like we can interact, and
then you're responding
to me. You're here for me, Marianne.
Great.
Thank you. But during our English conversation class, we've been doing a series through the Bible, getting to know English through the Bible. And Dave Crabio, who has a ministry to internationals, he's created these studies. They're taking you through the Bible, and we read sections of the Bible and talk about it, and we do that observation, interpretation, application. At least my class does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've been talking about Jesus, and it's the point where he's had the Last Supper and nearing his death, and it's kind of an awkward place to start.
Yeah.
But that's where we were at in the series, so they had a lot of questions. Well, if Jesus knew this was going to happen, why did he go through with
it? Those are good questions.
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
And as we've been talking about it, and it's been really neat how God's using it, because our conversation is on the Bible, on God's Word, you know, why it's been written, how it was inspired, and, you know, a lot of good questions that some of these individuals, they've never read the Bible, seen it before. So anyways, we've had a great class, Nancy Miller and I, co-hosting it. But last Thursday, when it was all over, Matt and Annie Wells, they were standing in the doorway here, and Holly was like, oh, Mark, it was very exciting. I was translating over in our group because one of the women doesn't have great English skills, her husband much more, so can speak. But they said the sinner's prayer. Matt was walking them through parts of Romans and parts of how to have a relationship with God. And Matt talked through the fact that isn't it like God to take somebody from a foreign country? You're here, and you're not just here in the United States, but you're right here at the center at this point in time learning about the Bible. And and there was a love letter that they had in their discussion about how God loves people and how he reaches out and extends his love and care for them. And they got that, and Holly's translating all this information, and at some point they said, well, we want to follow. We want to know Jesus. We want to commit to him. And so then Matt and Holly talk through what the sinner's prayer was, and they said, we want to say that. When the class was over, we were all just praising God. It's like you don't expect that to happen, but they wanted to become Christians and say the sinner's prayer. So that's just like an aside of all that's been going on.
That may be the main thing of all that's been going on.
So that was incredible.
Wow.
And
praise God.
So many different things. But if you missed yesterday's broadcast or somebody hasn't told you about the incredible things God's doing through the radio ministry to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, Marianne, it's not that I believe God just loves this radio ministry, because I fully believe it's His. He's caring for it. He's taking care of it. He knew that we would have this kind of, if you will, crippling situation go mm-hmm. on. And He had the foresight, so He had us purchase computers and all that.
Yeah.
But it's not that He just is using this radio ministry, because I know He is. I know His heart is in it, because mm-hmm. it's proclaiming the good news message. It's raising the banner of who Jesus Christ is. It's bringing healing and hope to many people. And, you know, all those things can be done through the broadcasts, and people can listen in their cars, in their homes. They can listen privately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just because of the technology and He has a heart for all this. It's because of the people. He's using this radio ministry to convey to individuals that He loves them and cares for them. And that was just made evident and obvious that that's what God's all about. Not this ministry. It's about the people that He loves through this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And He kind of seared that in my mind and heart recently that, yes, this ministry is His. It's all about proclaiming His good news message. But it's more. It's His way of telling people He loves them. And
yeah.
we're just a means, a mechanism, a tool that He's using. And it comforted me, because it's not about what I do or our team does or the facets, whether we have expertise or a gift in certain areas. Yeah, all that's maybe helpful. But He's going to accomplish it, because it's His plan to love on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so He's the caretaker of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And He's going to provide the engineers, the expertise, the mm-hmm. advice, the counsel, whatever we need, because it's His.
Yeah.
And not only is it His, but it's His way of conveying love to people. And that's what He wants to do. So I just felt like the pressure was off of me. I just need to do my part, as we all need to have a role. But He's going to get it done regardless of whether we're inept or we don't do it right, because I just felt He wants to reach people.
Yeah.
And He's using this ministry. So that was kind of freeing and encouraging. And I won't say took the pressure off of me, because I've kind of seen that all along, that this is God's thing. But it's not just it's God's thing because it's God's thing. It's because God loves people and He's using this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it did. And when you first said it, it's inspirational. It's like enlightening. It's like hard to express the feeling I felt behind that coming from you. It's about what God wants to do. He loves the people.
Right.
You said that so clearly when you first told me about this realization you had that, yeah, He wants everything to go well and succeed, and He loves it, but it's because He loves the people.
Right,
it's
right.
reaching.
Right, right.
It's just wonderful.
And
thank
because
you.
It's His concept, it's His ministry, it's His thought, I just felt like people are going to continue to be blessed, because
yeah.
that's what He's all about. He wants to convey love, and we have a unique role through broadcasting, through events, through gatherings, through the things we do. But it's really Him doing it because He loves the people, and
yeah.
He's the one that kept us on the air, and He's the one that gave us some foresight, and He's the one that provided the resources through the people. But He put it on hearts to give, to donate.
Mm-hmm.
He's provided the staffing, the expertise, the gifted people. Because He loves the people He wants to serve through the station.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's kind of like the perfect circle. God's in control. We thank Him for that. That was one of the songs I picked out yesterday, God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So
oh,
we didn't
my.
Get to do Memorization Monday yesterday, but our verse, for those of you that have been following along, is 1 John 5:14, and it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." And that's, I think, as I mentioned yesterday, it was His will to get us back on the air and provide
mm-hmm.
because He loves the people. And when we prayed and the board was praying and the listeners were praying, I think, as Phil would say, it was supernatural, Mark. He's just never seen a station recover so quickly
yeah.
and almost seamlessly. Though we provided Moody Broadcasting Network programming,
mm-hmm.
we still remain on the air. People could still listen and be blessed and touched. And so I don't know, God answered our prayers in unique ways, and now we're functioning basically with all the programming that we want. You can hear all the local touches and the things that you've been used to hearing.
You know, it was a lot of hard work, and it was a lot of hard work for you, and God never said, oh, there'll be no hard work, but all the hard work in the world could never have put this thing back together the way that was God's power.
Yeah, it was,
Mark, and you said that. I mean, it was like amazing.
Phil said that. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, let me have this as the teaser. Tune in. I think that'll maybe fill in some of what we're sharing. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org. It's our website. Just go to the archive programs page and look for yesterday's program, Monday's program. And there's some great music. The Hallelujah Chorus, I led off with that and then had some comments. And then Angels Watching Over Me by Kevin Mills. I love that.
Oh, I
love the tempo, and I love the different voices.
We should just play that
again. Yeah, that's a great one. And then that was followed by God is in Control, because I really wanted to state that he's always in control. He never loses control, and he has a plan. And then I closed out with In Christ Alone, which is a favorite. And
it's
that's what this
song.
Ministry is all about, connecting people with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's in Christ alone that we have that redemptive plan that God has laid out, and we can have a relationship with him because of what Jesus did on our behalf. So, oh, exciting times. Okay, so let's see if we can fit in our reading, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And this is chapter 17.
Okay, 1 John 5:14. Now, this is the confidence we have before him. Whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This verse and the next offer one of the Bible's best definitions of prayer. It's easy to memorize when you notice how the verses unfold and expand. The meaning and marvel of prayer grows deeper and more practical as phrase builds upon phrase. Prayer is coming before him with confidence, coming before him with confidence and asking, coming before him with confidence and asking according to his will, coming before him with confidence and asking according to his will, knowing that he hears us.
Amen.
Writing near the end of the Bible and at the end of the apostolic age, the Apostle John wanted us to know something about the biblical promises related to prayer. They are all conditioned by God's will. In his gospel, for example, John quoted Jesus as saying, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." John 14:14. Anything is a huge word. And perhaps some of John's readers had taken it a bit too literally. So in 1 John 5:14, he reminds us that the promise of answered prayer is dependent on the phrase, according to his will. From the perspective of infinity, our God knows what's best from beginning to end. He sees the outcomes of every chain reaction in life. He knows how the dominoes fall and how the cookie crumbles. His perfect providential oversight makes no mistakes and always results in the best for his children. Our vantage point is as limited as a person who's fallen into a hole and can only see a circle of sky above him. We don't always know the landscape, and we can't see distant vistas. So we pray earnestly and ask God for our needs, our wants, our wishes, and our desires. But we always pray with the attitude, if it be your will, if in that we can have total confidence. Sometimes when I purchase roses or plants from a nursery catalog, there's a little box on the order form saying, if we're out of the item you want, may we substitute one of equal or greater value? I always say no, because I don't think the workers in the warehouse know what's best for my garden. But with the Lord, we should always say yes. Yes, Lord, you may substitute. You may grant an alternative answer of equal or greater value. I trust you with substitutions. And here's a quote from S.D. Gordon. The purpose of prayer is to get God's will done. The greatest prayer anyone can offer is, thy will be done. It will be offered in 1,000 different forms, with 1,000 details, as needs arise daily. But every true prayer comes under those four words.
Again, looking at 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, He hears us. Our memory verse for this week on a Testimony Tuesday, recapping a Memorization Monday because so much has been going on. And
we're catching up.
Yeah, we're catching up. Our testimony is back on Tuesday again. Tomorrow we'll do our Prime Life Times in review.
Yeah. So next Monday we'll actually have Memorization Monday on Monday.
Yeah, Lord willing, Lord willing.
That's right, that's right. What we say.
You know, he was talking about where God substitutes. Usually we talk about prayer. God answers with a yes, a no, or wait. We've oftentimes heard that.
Right.
And he had kind of like the fourth, the substitute. Like you might be praying for this, but really God has a better answer for you. So
yeah, that's interesting.
I've heard people say yes, no, waiting. And some else, what would you call that other one where God says, yeah, I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to answer it with something else. So it's not a yes or no.
True.
It's maybe not the waiting.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, substitute doesn't
seem
to... I like
this train of thought. I don't know the answer exactly to what...
what is that when... So, because sometimes it's great that God doesn't answer what we're asking for because he has something better for us.
Oh, heavens.
So he gives us the no for now.
Yeah.
Or, wait, you don't understand what you're
right.
asking
Right, you don't
for.
Know what you're saying.
But what's it when he substitutes? What can we have? What's the new category we can add to those? Yes, no, waiting... Or I've heard people say yes, no, or later or something. But
and, you know, sometimes that no can or that thing that doesn't happen, it can be devastating.
Right.
It can be devastating. And that's where just complete faith in God comes in because that's hard.
Yeah.
Can't act like it's not. It's hard.
Great verse to work on this
you
week
bet.
And to be thinking about. So, all right. Well, we'll see what tomorrow brings. Another day.
Hopefully, we'll be still on the air.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's God's plan because he loves you, everyone. If nobody's told you that today, God does, in fact, love you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Amazing.